Hi, I want to talk about something that I've found very, very disturbing. Something that has really, really made me concerned about how we are moving in this world. And one of the things that is going on right now, there's a shifting going on right now. There is a changing, things are changing. The normal that we used to know is no longer the normal. And this has nothing to do with COVID-19. This has nothing to do with any pandemic. This has nothing to do with all those things. It has everything to do with the internet. With the internet. And ironically, I'm using the internet to communicate this message to you. But then there's a program, you know, today that most people's attention has been taken captive by the internet to the point whereby people are abandoning their visions, people are abandoning their dreams on the altar of the social media. So every day that people wake up today, and I'm sure I'm perhaps not talking about you, but what is the very first thing that you do in the morning when you wake up? You know, is it to reach out to your phone? Is it to more or less absent-mindedly scroll down and find that Facebook post that you put the other day and see how many people have liked it, have loved it? Is it those Instagram pictures that you put there under the filters and you want to see how many people have loved them, have liked them? And how many times after waking up in the morning, how many times in a day do you reach out to your phone, sometimes unconsciously, to see who has done? You don't even know what they have done, to see what people are saying about you, to see what people, whether people have liked your pictures, whether people have liked your post. Even for a podcast like this one, you know, funny enough, you know, I would also be interested to see who have liked, who have listened to it. And I'm thanking God that you're listening to me right now. But what I'm trying to point is there is a pandemic going on, and it has nothing to do with coronavirus. It has nothing to do with COVID-19. The pandemic that is going on right now is the pandemic of distraction. People are so distracted. And you and I, people are so distracted that they actually have no time to concentrate on their life's purpose. They have no time to concentrate on their life's mission. And I'm telling you, this is like an opium. This is like a drug that has been thrown in our direction. Like a drug, you know, like you try, you unconsciously, the amount of... I don't know what it's called. Is it dopamine? The amount of that addictiveness, the same addictiveness that is found in drugs, is the same addictiveness that the internet right now is giving most people. And the problem with this is that it does not lead you in the direction of your dream. It does not lead you in the direction of your purpose. So people spend every waking day, you know, going on the internet, scrolling from one page after the other, scrolling from one update after another. And at the end of the day, you ask yourself, what have I done? And there has been so many interruptions. The time that you would have used to concentrate on that which is most important in your life is used taking up all these other things, concentrating and looking at what people are saying about you, what people are saying about politics, And there is nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong about these things. The problem is it is stealing our attention away from the most important things. There has been so many frequent distractions to the point whereby when you finally get time to yourself, your mind is tired, your body is tired, and all you want to do is rest. You rest, and then you end up sleeping for more hours than you should. Or you end up sleeping very late because you spend time checking updates after another update. And at the end of the day, you wake up around 11 in the morning, which means the most productive time of the day has already been spent. And then the rest of the day will be spent scrolling from one page, from one picture after another. We need to arrest ourselves. We need to apply the heartbreaks and stop this over-obsession with the social media. We need to regulate how we consume social media. We need to understand that, you know, when we lose ourselves in this train, in this train we call social media, it is going to deprive us of the purpose for which God put us in this world. Those are just my thoughts today. They have no bearing at all. I just wanted to throw them out there and let you know that it's important for us to be able to hold our ground, even at the onslaught of this pandemic we call social media, which has come with so many good things, but at the same time, it has completely, you know, made people into zombies who are scrolling from one page after another without actually thinking about what it is that they are watching. Till next time, this is Innocent. Goodbye.